You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
RNIB's Accessible Media Symposium is bringing together broadcasters, streamers, technology companies, creatives, researchers, and people with lived experience to explore the future of accessible media. Here to tell us more is RNIB Connect Radio's Alan Russell, who is at the event. So, good morning, Alan.
Morning, Barry. How's the show?
It's going well, thanks. Not up to your high standards, but we're getting there.
Oh, I like that. I like
that. Can only aim for the top. Set the bar high. So, yeah, how's it going there? Is it getting busy?
So, we're down in RNIB's Grimaldi Building head office here in London, and the symposium will be taking place in the atrium in the building. So, as you say, Barry, you know, lots of leaders in the field of media, audio description, all coming here. We're expecting around 60 guests, plus some roundtable speakers as well. So, it's going to be a busy day here today and tomorrow. All kicks off around about 1:30 this afternoon for the first day. So as you say, yeah, we've got people like ITV, BBC, Channel 4, 5. We've got the big streamers like Netflix and Prime and Apple and people that are coming along. Some of the guys like Google. We've got the audio description companies as well, a lot of the tech companies and academics as well. We've got people from some of the universities looking at using artificial intelligence for audio description. So we're going to be kind of looking at the pros and cons, how that will work. And we talk about accessible media, not just the audio that you know, people with audio description would hear on their TVs or the cinema. We're also looking at the platforms. So things like on your tablet, maybe if you use apps for some of the channels, maybe apps on your TV, apps on your desktop. So looking at them being accessible, because obviously, you know, if the platforms aren't accessible, you're going to find it really difficult to get the audio description as well. So lots of people are going to be talking about the work they're doing to improve accessibility. If you're a sports fan, we're going to be chatting a bit about live audio description. You know, RNIB was heavily involved with the BBC in things like Strictly Come Dancing, things like the King's coronation, Queen Elizabeth II's funeral, live AD in there as well. And of course, ITV with the rugby being live audio described for the Six Nations. You have a Channel 4 doing the Paralympics. So, you know, a lot of the channels and the streamers now doing a lot of live sport, but we want to hear more of that. We also are going to be hearing from a lot of the service users. So the people, the end users, if you like, that use the audio description, what do they like about it? What would they like to see done better? The pros, the cons. And I think the fact that we have, you know, the big players in the field of accessible media here at Grimaldi, it really says that they're engaged, they want to improve, they want to do things better. We've got the audio description companies here as well. So they want to find out, you know, how do we sort of take in or digest all that AD? What do we like about it? What do we not like? What would we like to see in audio description? How can it be improved? And even down to TV adverts, you know, people who use AD will probably know there are more and more TV adverts on TV. You have people at Procter & Gamble, you've got your big supermarkets, there's more and more with audio description, but could that be improved? Well, actually, it could be improved by a great deal. But also, could the AD just be integrated into the adverts themselves? So it's not an addition, it's something that, you know, the people talking in the adverts can describe things a little bit more too. So it's a real across-the-board looking at the technology, looking at the quality of the audio description itself, and those end users coming to question, and indeed the people from industry coming to question those people as well. So I'm going to be chairing, running the whole thing for today and tomorrow. I'm even chairing one of the roundtables as well. I'm going to be chatting with Johnny Marshall from RNIB, because we're going to talk about what RNIB does as well. You know, how do they feed back to companies? How do they fight your corner if you use audio description? And we're going to use that as a bit of a springboard to launch everything. So there's a lot going to be happening here over the next couple of days. I think we heard Hubert chatting with Sonali Rai, who is the dauphin of all things audio description here at RNIB. He was talking with her yesterday in some of the shows, maybe even today as well, explaining a bit more about what we're going to be hearing. And we'll have Hubert and Toby are going to be here today and tomorrow. So they're going to be recording some interviews as well with a lot of the people down here, a lot of the people who are taking part in this, you know, getting an idea of what people want and what people have to offer as well. So it's going to be a very busy couple of days. And I'm quite glad I'm leaving the show in capable hands of yourself and Paulina Barry.
Well, you mentioned some of the key players that are there and the fact that we're going to be getting interviews with them. Obviously, we'll be playing that content on RNIB Connect Radio. What are you looking forward to the most, Alan, before we let you go?
I think for me, it's nice overall just to get in front of these people. And the fact they're all here really says that they want to be here, they want to listen, they want to improve. I would like to see some more sport being audio described, sort of live audio description as well, because, you know, I listen to, say, the football. I listen to it on the radio because TV isn't the greatest, but radio is a little bit better, but it's not quite there because you still get the pundits talking about stats or comment on things, and there's, the play is already ongoing. You don't know what's happening for some of the game. So I would like to see more live audio description of sports on TV. And, you know, I'd like to see more of that, the football, the rugby, you know, let's extend that into other sports as well. So that's probably one of the things that I'll be interested in, and making the platforms more accessible as well. I'm also looking forward to chatting to the audio description teams, because these guys who do the AD, who write the scripts, who voice it. You know, it is an art. It's a professional art to get the information in the little time they have between the dialogue on screen. And I'm looking forward to chatting to some of them and give them a bit of a pat on the back as well, because it's not all about asking for more to be done, although that is part of it, but it's also to let these people know that what they're doing does make a huge difference. You know, what they're doing, the finances they put into it, the time they put into it, it is appreciated, but we do want more. I mean, the UK, when it comes to audio description, is a world leader, absolutely no doubt about that. But, you know, it can still be better. So, yeah, there's a few things I'm looking forward to in that.
Well, I'm looking forward for the content that's going to be coming to the radio station, especially the AI stuff. And you mentioned at the start, the event is on today and tomorrow.
It is, yeah, it all kicks off at, well, the people start arriving here at 12:30, a bit of mingling, and then the conference kicks off at 7:30. There's some networking this evening, and then we're back tomorrow again at 12:30, around through to round about 6 o'clock. All depends if I can keep them to time or not, so I'll be cracking the whip and making sure people stay on time. But yeah, a couple of great days ahead.
Good luck with it all, Alan. It sounds like an action-packed event. Thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio. It seems me weird saying that to you. Enjoy the rest of it.
Cheers, bye. Have a good show.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.